live this evening. We're so glad you chose to join us. If I could ask a few favors of you before we begin this evening's performance, kindly take a moment and take out your cell phones for me. While you have your cell phones out, take a moment and make sure that your ringers are silenced. If you want to take some photos with your phone this evening, or you brought a small camera with you, we do ask that you take a moment and disable the flash. There's no flash photography during the course of the show here at the Hamilton Live. There may be some wonderfully intimate and quiet moments of the show this evening, and we realize that you've come here with your friends and family and that you may want to sit at the table and have a conversation with them while the artists are hard at work up on stage. But don't do that. No, we know that your fellow patrons and the artists truly appreciate you being considerate. Lastly, there's a calendar on your table of upcoming events here at the Hamilton Live. We encourage you to go to thehamiltondc.com, sign up for our newsletter, like us on Facebook. That way we can keep you up to date with all the latest happenings here at the Hamilton.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tommy Castro. They were talking about politics, but I guess it was literal. Anyway, we got some new songs for you. I see some old fans of ours in the house, some old friends, and we got a bunch of new stuff, and we're going to be sure to play some of that old stuff too. I just want to know, is everybody ready? Yeah. I want to know, hey, you guys, it's been a long day, man. Are you ready? Randy McDonald, driving the bus today. Phone Brown. We'll be right back. Thank you very much. As I said, I'm trying to get a little party started here tonight. I know it's early in the week. Tuesday night. I don't know anybody who can't wait for Tuesday. Hey man, but it's a state of mind. It's all about, you know, you can act like Saturday if you want to. That's your business. She wanted to give it to me. crazy too early, huh? Thank you. everybody sitting and listening? Instead of dancing on the dance floor, checking each other out, and not paying any attention to the words at all. Sometimes a sitting down audience is a good thing. Especially with a song like this. I'm gonna tell you a little story, and I'm also gonna take you on a little trip. Anybody wanna go on a little trip? I got a feeling some of you, this won't be your first time. Now, me and my band, we started out in San Francisco, California in the early 90s. And we started in San Francisco because that's where we live. That's a good place to start. And back in those days, there was a blues joint about every two blocks in the city. It was good times, man. People were going out every night packing those joints. It was just, you know, hot and sweaty and jammed up all night in all of them clubs. It was a good time for us. We had a lot of fun and we had a lot of gigs. Now, since we had a lot of gigs, it gave us a chance to work on songs of our own and finally get a record deal, you know, finally get out on the road and stuff like that. But, man, I remember so well all the fun we had right there playing in town. We did like 350 shows a year without leaving the Bay Area. Favorite neighborhood was called North Beach. I don't know if anybody's been to North Beach. Been to the saloon, maybe, something like that. There were three blues bars on one block on Grant Street in North Beach, and we used to play all those joints. A lot of times I didn't even bother taking my stuff home at night. I would just roll it down to the next place and stick it in the corner. And I figured out after a little while that was a good idea because I usually knew the bartender. Hanging out a little time, little after hours drinking, you know, had a lot of fun, man. I had so much fun in North Beach that when we had a night off, a rare night off in those days, I'd go down there and bug one of my friends if I could sit in, you know. And once again, I did know a lot of bartenders, so it was a good place for me to spend my night off. But I would give myself a little talking to before I left the house. I'd say, Tommy, now tonight you gotta be a good boy. And call it a night early. And I never did call it a night early. I started thinking about that. And you know the history of North Beach, you know, there's it's famous for poets and writers and artists and musicians and very interesting crowd of people hung out there over the years. And many of them lived, worked, and died in that neighborhood. What you might call drunken maniacs. And I'd go in there my night off, man, and I'd think to myself, maybe the spirits and the ghosts of some of those characters are still hanging around. And maybe they see me come and they say, hey, here comes Tommy. Let's take him out for a spin. And they'd run me around that neighborhood, all kind of things would happen. And the other thing I remember so well about those days was friend Johnny Ace, he brought this term to the neighborhood. When something was really good, you know, the music was really good and the band was hot and the people were all just jamming, hot and sweaty. And everything was like this. He'd say, ride. And sometimes everybody caught on to that phrase. And somebody on the bandstand or somebody out in the crowd, they would say, I'm once again on the keyboard, everybody. I used to drive a 1964 Ford Thunderbird around town. It was about a million pounds of Detroit steel, trying to make it up them hills in San Francisco. Same size as my Super Reverb amplifier. I always thought that was cool. So I pull up to the corner and pop the trunk. Grab my old guitar and I smell the funk. It's coming off of Grant Street and down. Thank you. seemed like it was time for me to come up with a new blues song because I hadn't done a low down funky blues in a long time. So our latest record has one so funky you could smell it. Sure had a lot of fun, baby. Hey, I just want to say, I was down in Panama last year sometime. Earlier this year, I should say. And I got to see Matt Schofield play with all kinds of different people, man. And he just blew my mind. He's such a great player. I'm really happy to be here on the same bill with such talent tonight. You guys are in for a hell of a show. Now, speaking of talent, we got a band here. We call them the Painkillers. I don't know if you might be feeling a little rough tonight. For whatever reason, it might be a physical pain, or it might be a mental anguish. It might be an emotional pain of some kind, or a spiritual pain of some kind. But we're here to make you feel better. I want to know, does anybody feel better already? Oh, yeah. That's right. We got Bowen Brown on the drums, everybody. We got Mike Emerson on the keyboard. And for about 24, 25 years, something like that, we're not counting anymore. Randy McDonald on bass guitar. Yes. It's a great place to be playing this next song, you know, because I wrote this song because I watched the news. And I tried to keep my latest record, you know, kind of not about any real heavy trips, you know, just kind of the usual blues subjects. You know, the usual blues subjects. It's me and some woman. Either it's going good or it's going bad. That takes care of a lot of material right there. But every now and then, I have a feeling I gotta say what's on my mind, you know, and I gotta tell you, this is what I think. And I think we can all agree on this, you know. The country is divided, and I think that as I go around and talk to people all over the country in all different blue states and red states, and people are people, and we're more alike, we're way more alike than we are different. And we just gotta look for a little common ground. I think we gotta stop all this fussing and fighting and try to pull it together. Don't you think we should stop all this nonsense and start working together? I do. And that's what this song's called, Common Ground. It goes like this. I don't know. come in. Oh, yeah, I keep track of time here.
Keep on smiling.
Yeah.
I'll do that for you.
I'm getting into some old songs right now. I wrote this song a long time ago. Did it on an album called Soul Shaker. Thinking at the time, man, I sure hope I don't need to sing a song like this much longer. I was wrong.
Ha!
We're going to do that request we got a minute ago. I guess we're out of time, folks. Thank you very much for being such a wonderful crowd. I brought a bunch of new CDs and old CDs, and we even got a couple of copies of our stuff. A couple of our releases are out on this cool colored vinyl. I got a blue vinyl on the new one. The new LP's all clear blue vinyl, and the last one was all clear red vinyl. And I don't know, I'm running out of colors that I like. I don't know what the next one's gonna be. You can't get purple, apparently. Anyway, I was gonna put them together this time.
We'll be over there by Bob Dylan with this.
Oh yeah, we hang out by Bob with all of our stuff. Thank you all very much. I'm looking forward to Matt Schofield tonight. I'm gonna do this one thing. It's a song. I was always wondering why nobody ever covered it, so I did it.
And you requested it.
Keep on smiling. Keep on smiling. Some-
Thank you so much. You're wonderful.